Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, absolute bear of a regular season.
And I'm interested to see the Western Conference, and again, it goes back to the drama. Sometimes the drama in certain sports in the offseason is kind of more exciting than the regular season or the playoffs at this point. Not to say the playoffs haven't been exciting, but Oklahoma City looks like they're going to dominate that series. So far, it's two games, and they've both been Oklahoma City, but they're up 2-0. And in the history of the playoffs, when you go down 0-2, it's very hard to come back. And you're learning that with Minnesota right here, and then obviously Indiana looking to go up 2-0, heading back to Indiana. I'm sure they would love to do that. By the way, you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1 San Francisco, in Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of your Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Let's go, Valks.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Shout out our guy, Sam Kadiri, and the Lobster Linguini. In the meantime, we got Bonte Hill, ladies and gentlemen, joining us in studio, courtesy of River Islands. Bonte, good morning.
Good morning. How about those Valks? There we go. Mic on. Mic check. 1, 2, 2.
Sound great.
How about those Valks?
Hey,
love those Valks, man.
Gutsy. See Jordan Poole court side there?
I did see court.
He was wearing red for the Mystics. We'll give him a pass there because
like
they took the L. Pods has been a lot of these games.
Pods has been active.
He's been active.
Lake up with the quarter zip, the purple quarter zip. I respect it. Veronica Burton getting her buckets. What those Valks?
I'm excited about the Valkyries. Again, you can find all of those games right here on 95.7 The Game and the free Odyssey app. You just go to the Valkyries page there on the Odyssey app. I know you got that downloaded. You're locked in. You were locked in on Steve Kerr yesterday on these airwaves.
Really quick, though, I bring up that Valkyries game. I wanted to tune into it more on Wednesday night than I actually did. I didn't. I was about to turn on the Valkyries game.
Uh-huh.
But because I'm watching this basketball game where there's 2 minutes, 51 seconds left, I'm thinking, oh, well, this Knicks team, they're fine. They got this, you know. So I'm like, let's turn this Valkyries game on. As I'm about to hit the button, you know, Naismith hits a three. I'm like, oh, hold on a second.
Yeah, it got wild.
And then it got wild. I'm screaming, running around in my apartment. Hopefully didn't get a noise complaint there. One of the wildest shots I've ever seen to end a game. Bonte, I need to know what you were thinking while watching that one.
When Naismith started hitting those threes, in my head, going back to the 90s, because that's when I grew up loving basketball. My teenage years, early years, was Reggie Miller at the Garden.
Yep.
You know, Patrick Ewing missing a finger roll in Game 7 against the Pacers in the Eastern Conference semifinals. And they had LJ four-point play against Reggie Miller, and Mully was on that team. Larry Bird was coaching. This history runs deep, man. And this rivalry, between these two teams runs deep. Indiana hates New York. New York City hates the Pacers. And so when Naismith started getting close, and I was like, uh-oh. 6-4. I've seen this movie before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was 30 years ago, but I've seen this movie before. And the Knicks tried to throw it away.
Oh,
remember Josh Hart slipped?
Oh, my God.
Brunson threw a bounce pass that bounced like five times.
Why can't they run out the clock? You had a five-point lead, and there was a 10-second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Run that thing all the way down 10. You're still up five.
And they just kept
looking to score. Why?
Well, it was wild. And then OG Anunoby misses a free throw.
Pat missed a couple, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. And then Halliburton, even when Halliburton drove it, I'm like, what is he doing?
Yeah,
and it goes up on the rim. He'd love to text me. He goes, that was like Kawhi. I was like, Kawhi's was in game 7.
Yeah.
Look up Don Nelson.
Yeah.
Celtics, Lakers, NBA Finals, literally the same. Bounce off the back rim, goes straight up in the air, and jumps down. Now, I thought it was a three. So I
we
yelled.
We all did, yeah.
I was yelling, no! Chaz and Anna was watching Gru, Despicable Me 4.
Great
They're
movie.
Like, what's going
four
on, Doc? Yeah, yeah, I love the Gru movies.
No, I love Gru. A.K.A. Jokic.
I love that guy. I'm not going to lie. I'm all into soundtrack hits. Yep. Big bumps. For real, does the intro song for it. I love the Gru and the Minions. Anyway, but I'm yelling like, oh, my God. That was a two, but when he did the choke fight.
Oh, so hard.
I said, okay. Now we got action, and I think it's going to be hard for the Knicks to recover. Now you got to win a series five times, just like the Clippers and Nuggets. When the Clippers blew game four with Gordon with
Clippers
the
alley-oop, blew like two or three
they
of those
blew
games.
Two, and they had to win a series six times. You're not going to do that.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, well, you bring up the Don Nelson shot. I looked it up. I mean, yeah, I Googled it right afterwards. Yeah, very similar. Maybe this is recency bias. I felt like that Halliburton ball was in the air for like twice as long as that Nelson shot. Like, that thing was up there forever. And I'm like, when he drives in, I'm like, okay, go for the floater tied up. Then he turns around. It's like, what are we about to see happen here? And, you know, when I talk about just dramatic game-ending playoff shots, yeah, I mean, that Kawhi shot was all-time, but that's a meal where I thought of just in terms of dramatic game-enders.
At the Garden, too.
At the Garden,
Madison Square Garden.
In that rivalry, because, again, I was too young for that rivalry. I was still, you know, in diapers when that rivalry is happening. So I'm excited for this because, like, I feel like I'm kind of getting a link to the past a little bit by being able to see this, so I'm leaning forward on that. To see that moment and to see Halliburton do the choke, point out Reggie Miller, all that was like, time is a flat circle. Like, that was so cool. I felt like it was 1994 again.
Yeah, no, it was next level. For me, I remember that Reggie Miller, that game, like it was yesterday, where Marv Albert's on the mic for NBC.
Yes!
And when he dropped back and hit one over Starks and he did the choke side to Spike Lee, I remember it like it was yesterday. And then, obviously, they lost that series.
Yeah, the Knicks won that,
Reggie Miller missed two free throws
in
game six.
So there's a hope, Knicks fans.
It is. Spike Lee's in Indiana. He's hyped up. John Starks gives him daps. They lose game seven. But the next year, Reggie Miller, in that game one, scores 8 points in the last 14. And I remember that on the Saturday morning. Tom Hammond was on the call. I'm like, what is going on here? And then Patrick Ewing has the lane part like the Red Sea, misses a finger roll, and the Pacers advance and beat the Knicks. So, yeah, I think this is possibly the next best great rivalry. And think about it. Last year they played each other in the semifinals.
It's getting that rivalry's won, heating up again.
Pacers 1-7. Now you got Halliburton and Brunson. So I think this is now the new next rivalry in the NBA, out, especially on the East Coast.
I feel like both those teams are kind of built right now. I mean, obviously the NBA things change. Both of these teams are built in a way that, you know, they're going to be around and they're going to be slugging it out with each other for the next couple of years. And that is very exciting.
Game two tonight between the Pacers and Knicks at 5 o'clock. Can't wait for that one. Another series that looks like it might be teetering to over. It's still relatively early, but getting late early, as you like to say, Bonte.
2-0 up.
Thank you, Yogi Berra, the great. OKC up 2-0 now on Minnesota. And, man, if Julius Randle is going to have a game like that, they have no chance. He just can't have 6 points like he did yesterday. But he's been carrying that team. He's been carrying them. And the depth of OKC, man, they're just they're so damn good.
Well, that's the difference. They have guys who can guard Randle and stay athletic with him and take away his ball handling skills. Caruso, Lou Dort, Chet Holmgren's doing a hell of a job. And this is why we had this conversation about OKC. And everybody was, for some reason, was knocking OKC after the All-Star break. Maybe we're getting bored, but they've lost 17 games this season.
Yeah.
17 games. They are rolling.
Was it the highest point differential in the regular season in NBA history?
They're one of the best regular seasons in NBA history.
Yeah, it's up there.
And with their double-digit victories, they were beating teams by about 13 points per game on average. That's up there with the 2017 Warriors. That's up there with the 96 Bulls. That's up there with the greatest teams of all time. So, yes, OKC, it's going to be hard for any of these teams that's left standing here, the Knicks, the Pacers, obviously Minnesota down 0-2. I don't see them rallying, and this series may be over in five.
Yeah.
I think this is OKC's championship, man. This is their first championship. I mean, I guess it's the Sonics back in the late 70s.
Right. That Sonics history does still count with the Thunder.
So you're saying the history of the city is, like
but
the city
Thunder,
is what
but
I do.
The Thunder, that's their first championship. And they're an easy team to root for. SGA, good dude. I know the foul baiting, that gets on my nerves like everybody else. But Jalen Williams, my God, this guy plays on both sides of the floor, picking the pockets of players, hitting the passing lanes. He could dunk on your head. He's got a three-point shot. And Jalen Williams is going to be – he could lead a team. Yeah. That's how good this guy is. And then you got Lou Dort, Caruso locking dudes up. You have a good bench. Chet's coming into his own. Hardstein's solid. So, yeah, this is OKC's title to lose. I think they're going to blow out whoever's in the East, coming out of the East, whether it's the Pacers or the Knicks. And I think it will be the Pacers. That was my pick before the series, Pacers in six. And now I think the Pacers really are going to win in six. So, OKC, this is, and that's where the West starts. Yeah. That's what you got to build for now. Yeah. Young athletic team that's deep on both ends of the floor.
And you look at that right now, and it could potentially be an oh, and I get it. You'll love it. Hoop heads will love it. It's going to be tough to sell OKC versus Indiana. Yeah. I know you hate when I go here, Bonte. I got to bring it up, though.
He's going to have
Adam Silver is sweating bullets right now.
Why do we do this, though?
Because it's just the cities. Because they're not synonymous
The league wants a matchup that's going to get ratings because ratings mean money. I mean, it's objectively, it's going to be a fun basketball series between Pacers in Thunder, if that is indeed what we end up getting. Right. But if you're a person who's like, I want the game that puts the most money in my pocket, then yeah, you're probably not going to be super excited about that.
Knicks fans will be better. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. They'll be better. But, I mean, we had the Cleveland Cavaliers in finals for number of years.
Well, who's on the team?
I get it was on the other side.
That's a part of the team, though.
So nobody's buying Halliburton, who's on Team USA?
No.
Nobody's buying SGA, who's the MVP of the league?
Canadian. And that's the level of
Chet Holmgren, who we watched growing up from high school.
I see where you're getting here.
You know what I'm saying? From a basketball standpoint, I hate these conversations. I'm like, I'm watching it anyway.
No,
I'm
you're
watching
right.
it anyway. Like the San Antonio Spurs were in finals for a number of years, for crying out loud. And they had Tim Duncan, who's one of the more boring superstars of all time. I still watched. If you're a hoop head, you're going to watch. So, you know, people are going to worry about the ratings, and I could already see the headlines. Oh, who's watching this? Oklahoma City in Indianapolis. I've never watched a series because of the city. I watched the series because of the players on the floor.
Personally,
that's just me, though.
Personally, I could not give two rips about the ratings. Like, that's for people who have financial stake in it to worry about. I am not one of those people. So, to your point, yeah, I'll enjoy it. I kind of want it to be Pacers Thunder just to kind of get at the money ratings people. But either way, you got 14. What I like about this Final Four is that you got four kind of superstar players here of this next generation of NBA basketball. One of them is going to get their first ring. Like, one of the stars of tomorrow is about to get their first ring. And I think you tweeted this out, Bonte. Like, this feels like a passing of the torch playoffs.
Yeah.
What better way to kind of, you know, top off a passing of the torch playoffs than by one of these young guys getting their first ring and kind of being the first guy of this next generation of NBA greats to win a championship and be the guy who elevates. Like, that, I think, is really cool.
No, it is really cool. It is. And, you know, maybe it's out with the old and with the new. Maybe it is. But, you know, the unknown with the Steph Curry hamstring injury, does that flip the Minnesota series? And I think it would have been very difficult for the Warriors to overcome OKC, especially with these games being played every other day. Mm. That's very advantageous to a team that's deep and young and athletic like the Oklahoma City Thunder. So, it does stink from a Warriors standpoint. Like, man, look at Minnesota. Minnesota was showing warning signs of being vulnerable.
Yeah.
They turned the ball over 20 times in three consecutive games against the Dubs, and that's without Steph. So.
And they've gone up against a Lakers team that struggled to score offensively. It's just like the Warriors did, and they can get away with it against teams like that struggled to score, but not against the Thunder. You just can't. You just can't do that. They have too many sharpshooters everywhere, and there are three guys. If Chet's going to shoot like that and play or drive to the rim like that, because his three ball wasn't very good yesterday, but if he's going to be active around the paint like that, they're going to win the whole damn thing.
And then look at the point of attack defense.
Yes.
Point of attack
Caruso
defense.
Was such a good pick.
Caruso,
for them.
Dort, Jalen Williams made second team all defense. Yep. SGA's no slouch on the defensive end. So they defend at the point of attack, which really did the Warriors in that Minnesota series, where Minnesota scored 72 points in the paint in game five. That can't happen.
I want to get into this conversation because Sam was kind of alluding to it. It's going to be a changing of the guard. You've alluded to it, passing of the torch. It's going to be seven straight teams now. That's seven straight different champions in the NBA. The parity's at an all-time high, it feels like, at least in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sam and I, we grew up in, like, the Michael Jordan was just at the tail end of that, so it was the Bulls. Then who was it? It was the Lakers. Yeah, the Spurs in there. Then you obviously have the Miami Heat. Spurs again, obviously, that whole totality. Then the Warriors. And now it's kind of like, who else is going to be this next juggernaut? Are we going to get that? Do you like the parity, Bonte? Or do you like when there's some sort of dynastic run? It's like, I cop out and I say both. Yeah. Both are good. But I want to hear your take on that.
I think the NBA needs to do away with the play-in tournament. We're rewarding mediocrity. That's what we're doing in the NBA. Get the top eight in there. If you can't finish in the top eight, you don't deserve to be in the playoffs. You don't deserve to play an extra game. And just take the week off. So, parity, look, we may be looking at a budding dynasty in the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, the new CBA where you have to pay luxury tax and the first and second apron picks get frozen, but they have a bevy of picks, so they can reload and restock at their will. They're in a great position, OKC, to dominate this league. So will people lock on to that? I think OKC is the next great dynasty in this league. Do I like parity? We see it in football now. It's cool. It's fine. But what do the casuals love? They love dynasties.
Oh, yeah.
They love dominant teams. They love the hate watch.
Yep.
Or you're on the other side where you're saying, hey, it's everybody against us.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm okay with parity. I'm just not okay with the mediocrity at the bottom of the conferences. Mm. Don't reward that. Like, Mully always makes this point. In the Eastern Conference, you get these play-in teams that's under 500.
It's a joke.
You should be, no. If you're not at least at 500, no play-in.
Mm-hmm.
No play-in whatsoever. You don't get to go into the playoffs being five games under 500 in the regular season. We want urgency in the regular season. We want it to mean something. So stop rewarding mediocrity. Get rid of the play-in. You should not be in a lottery as well. And let's go top eight. And, yes, let's get some dominant teams here that could push other teams to meet that level. So parity's okay, but I'm personally, I love a good dynasty.
Yeah.
I love a good dynasty.
I like the parity because just me growing up as a Warrior fan, you know, for the first 20-ish years of my life, I just believe that the Warriors were never going to have anything nice ever. Like, I figured the high point that they would get was maybe a Western Conference Finals and a gentleman's sweep, and we'll always have that one game three they won or something like that. And so, like, having and that was during a time there was no parity in the NBA. Like, remember, David Stern's NBA, I think there was, like, seven teams that won a title during that run. So if you weren't one of the preferred teams, why even bother? That's kind of how I felt. Like, being a Warrior fan, it was just like, what's the point? We're never going to get to that point. Parity would kind of give me the belief, like, maybe there is a chance that my team actually can sneak in and actually do some legitimate winning here. I don't know how that much plays for other teams. Like, I don't know if there's a Utah Jazz fan out there that feels that same way to where, you know, parity gives their team a chance. But I don't know if that's enough to make the league exciting. I think at the end of the day, the NBA has always been built on there's a dynasty that you're chasing. You know, all the way back to, you know, 1980 onward, whether it was the Lakers, whether it was the Celtics, whether it was the Bulls, there's always a North Star that teams are chasing. And the NBA, just for whatever reason, it's just built that way. It's just built to operate like that.
You know what, though? We may have been sleeping collectively. May have been sleeping on Oklahoma City because, again,
won
the West.
I'll admit it. I was.
They won the West. They were up double. They may have been up 10 games by the All-Star break. I don't recall. I don't remember, but they were rolling.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
They were
rolling. They lost 14 games in a regular season.
You know who this Thunder team, I would say, it kind of reminded me a lot of that 14-15 Warriors team, where it was a young team, it was a very homegrown team, and it was just a year where all the planets aligned. It all just came together in a perfect way. Everyone was gelling. It was just a season full of good vibes. Well, and
they also went through the experience last year of losing to Dallas in six games. I think people forgot about that.
Much like the Warriors had lost their previous two before that.
Exactly.
So.
Losing in the second round to San Antonio, then in the first round to the Clippers. But they lost in the second round last year to the Mavericks, and they said, okay, this is what we need. Let's go get Alex Caruso in case we have to go run into Kyrie and Luka again for point of attack defense. And let's go get another big to help out Chet Holmgren in case health does him in. Now, Chet Holmgren has been able to bounce back from that hip injury that he suffered early in the year, and now you get Hartenstein and Chet down low alongside Caruso at the top of the key, who's defending his ass off with Jalen Williams. So we were just sleeping on them. Maybe they've been that dominant team that we just don't want to admit that they're dominant because – for some reason, they're in OKC. But we had no problem with that with Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden.
Well, no, and I liken him to, he's using the Warriors reference, I liken him to the Nuggets a few years ago when still no one was believing in the Nuggets. So it was going to be, the winner of the Warriors-Lakers series is going to go all the way. Remember that? And then the Nuggets handled
the greatest sweep ever.
The greatest sweep ever, according to Brian Windhorst. But then they handled the Heat right after that, right? So, like, no one was even then. No one was really giving them their flowers. Like, they just handled everyone. It was a cakewalk.
It was
going to
be a playoff Jimmy series,
exactly. But you showed, like, the Nuggets have shown these last couple of playoffs, and they've been the West is just really stacked. Like, I think that's just what it's shown me these last couple of seasons. Because the Nuggets, even in that series against the Thunder, some of those games were outrageous. I mean, Jokic, my God, he was talking about being gassed. Yeah. He was absolutely gassed. They were relying on Aaron Gordon with a grade 2 hamstring strain to come through.
A lot of props to him for attempting to play.
Right,
he played his ass off in these playoffs. But with all that said, we're talking about Denver. We're talking about OKC. We see Minnesota. Anthony Edwards isn't going anywhere. Nope. They'll make some tweaks. You have the Clippers who have Kawhi and James Harden, and the Clippers are always active.
I felt like this was if it was going to be the year for
this
the Clippers,
like
this
could have
been
Clippers.
It. But the Clippers are going to clip, right?
Scary at the end.
The Clippers are going to clip.
They just
Dallas
farted it away.
Dallas is about to invite Cooper Flagg to play alongside Anthony Davis and Klay Thompson and Kyrie at some point. They're going to be active.
That's gonna be
and Derek Lively is going to be healthy. Then you got the San Antonio Spurs with Wimby, Castle, Fox. What the hell are they going to do with their two picks in the lottery? Houston, the Rockets were the 2 seed in the Western Conference. And they have a guy in Amen Thompson who looks like Scottie Pippen 2.0. Now, if he could just get a little jump shot, he's going to be dynamic in all levels. Where does that leave the Warriors as you're watching these athletic teams with deep, long athletic defenders? The Warriors, this offseason for them is so important. And I think it will dictate the future, the next 5 years for the Golden State Warriors, what they do this offseason.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So how much of that future is riding on what team Jonathan Kuminga is playing for next year? Because Jonathan Kuminga has been the big conversation topic this morning here, Bonte. And, you know, there's this belief of, you know, maybe it is time for him to move on. You know, we were playing some of the Steve Kerr sound from yesterday, and Kerr compared him to, you know, Sean Marion. He also compared him to Aaron Gordon and how Gordon kind of found himself once he left Orlando, which I translated that as saying that if Jonathan Kuminga wants to be the player that Jonathan Kuminga wants to be, that's going to have to be for another team. Me being a Warrior fan, my thing is just like, this dude is kind of, you know, really good. I want to find out a way to make it work with him on this roster.
Well, look, does he need to rebound a bit better? Yes. But rebounding, I think, in today's NBA, and I'm not making an excuse for him, he needs to rebound better. He can't walk off the court with no rebounds.
Yeah,
that can't happen. But you think about where he's defending on the top of the key or the perimeter, Anthony Edwards. There's a lot of long rebounds today in today's NBA because of all the three-point shooting. All the three-point shooting allows guards to get a lot of rebounds like Potts, Curry, or whatnot. But he does have to rebound better.
Mm-hmm.
The talent is undeniable. I've been talking to former players. I don't think people grasp how difficult it is to not play and keep your mentals in check. To pick up DNP after DNP, DNP after DNP in the playoffs. And if Steph Curry never gets hurt, JK doesn't play. So we don't see those 4 games against Minnesota. But my Lord, you see those four games against Minnesota, and you think to yourself, all right, he may not be able to rebound at a high level right now. His ball handling needs work. But damn, he's a bucket. And he's long and athletic, and he's standing in front of guys. Now, he's going to make his mistakes, yeah. But the numbers are the numbers. When he plays 30 minutes, he shoots over 50%. The average is 21-7. I mean, those are the numbers. I didn't make them up. Just look at the box. Look at the track record when he gets 30 minutes a game. Now, you can say, well, they didn't win a game. They didn't win a game. Well, there's a number of reasons, why they didn't win a game.
Come on.
Right? Pod struggled with his shot in his first ever postseason. Cool. Moody started struggling. Now we found out he had the surgery on his thumb. I saw him last night at the Positive Coaches Lions Awards, and he had a big old cast on his hand. You know, Draymond struggled. You know, going into game seven against the Rockets, he had more turnovers than assists. Jimmy, dealing with whatever he's dealing with, and then he takes 20 shots over the last two games. For Kuminga to not play and all of a sudden go 8-for-8 and go end up 8-for-11 in game two and then drops 30 in game three, the guy's a talent. And if you're watching these playoffs, folks, what are you seeing? 6'7",
young.
6'8", 6'9 dudes getting to the cup, defending at a high level. So I'm hesitant to get rid of an athletic player because it's a young man's game. Again, I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. There's no team in NBA history that's won a championship when the top three players have been 37, 35, and 35.
There you go.
Probably doesn't get easier when there are 38, 36, and 36.
That's Bonta Hill, voice of Warriors pre- and post-game live, and also Giants pre- and post-game live on NBC Sports Bay Area.
I was joking.
I it was runs and not points, right?
I know. I go, kite. Point. Oh wait, runs. No, it was a joke, everybody.
Sure.
It was a joke. But I was like, you know, what's a four run? What do you guys call a four run homer? And it's just like, you know, it was
such a dad joke.
Yeah, no, it was a dad joke. And people were like, it's runs, but of course there were no people. It's runs, Bonte, not points. Yeah.
Really? Wait, people on the internet took something too seriously? That's unlike the internet.
It was fun. It was fun doing Giants. I'm locked in, man. Giants playing
some
good baseball.
I enjoyed watching you do it. So.
You made the point for me just there on Jonathan Kuminga. Like, are the Warriors in a position right now to just be moving on from a 22-year-old that could score at a high level, which we just saw? You could say, oh, he's just a scorer. Yeah, that matters in the playoffs. Did we watch the Minnesota Timberwolves yesterday? They couldn't score. That was the problem for them.
No doubt. And also, I want to get this out too. He's 22 years old. And I hear this a lot. Well, it's been 4 years. How long is it going to take? Well, 4 years with the Golden State Warriors
not the same.
Is different than 4 years with the Pistons. Mm-hmm. Different than 4 years with the Magic.
Right.
Different mm-hmm. with four. Hell, look at Oklahoma City. These guys were winning 15, 20 games a year.
They got to play through
SGA.
Those mistakes.
Yep.
But they got to play through the mistakes. Exactly, Loveman. And you don't get that luxury here with the Golden State Warriors because when you're drafted here and you're walking in the locker room with Steph, Dre, Clay, Wiggs, whoever, Jimmy now, and you see the banners, and you know, damn, I grew up watching this dynasty. So you don't get that typical, hey, let me play through the mistakes. I'm going to get my 30 minutes. Your minutes are inconsistent. And then you're looking over your shoulder. Now you can say, hey, it's be a pro. Or when you're 20 coming straight out of high school, it's easier said than done. So his 4 years here is a lot different than another team rebuilding. So I don't think that's fair at all. But we also, and we misremember his second year when he filled in for Andrew Wiggins, when he was away for 2 months. He was getting better and better by the game. We misremember last year when he went to the media saying, get me out of here. Him and Steve Kerr had to sit down. And as you know, he's averaging 19-6 the rest of the way. I'm just saying. There's a talent there, and he's only 22. And by the way, people are saying, well, we need a Jordan Poole-esque type of guard. Oh, yeah? Really? Yeah. How about that? So I would just chill off the Kuminga
stuff.
Funny
how that works out.
Well, we were talking about, like, what-if scenarios, and it sounds outrageous when I put it like this. Like, oh, well, what if Steph didn't get hurt in Game 1 of the Western Conference Semis? Well, what if Jonathan Kuminga didn't get hurt when he did? It kind of shifted everything. Like, there's a scenario where if he keeps playing well, like, and they're still around 500, maybe they're a couple games over, like, I don't know. Do you make the Jimmy trade? Do you trade J.K.? Like, there's so many different avenues there. And that injury, really, it set him back. Mm-hmm. And it set the Warriors on a different course to where now, if I'm Jonathan Kuminga, like, am I sitting? Of course, if I'm J.K. right now, I want to get out of here, probably. I mean, I can't speak for the guy.
Right.
I'm assuming he wants to go elsewhere at this
Brooklyn's
point.
Brooklyn's calling.
But we had Anthony Slater on last week, Bonte. He said, hey, there's absolutely a scenario where he comes back in game one in the regular season next year for the Golden State Warriors. Now, just listening to Steve Kerr on with Tim Kawakami and with us yesterday, I don't know if that's going to happen.
What did I say last week? I would be shocked.
Right.
I would be shocked.
Right.
Because I think Kuminga wants to jumpstart his career.
Yeah.
And he wants to just get going and play at a high level.
As
and
he
get,
should, right?
You know, as he should. I get it. He's got a championship. He was on the team as a rookie. Hell, he and you know, I hear this too, but he's got an ego. He's got a chip. Well, if you walk in that locker room, you better have an ego. You better have some confidence.
The Warriors needed more ego in the playoffs, quite frankly.
But you better have confidence playing next to Steph and a little bit of arrogance playing next to Draymond. Sometimes it takes that when you're playing with Hall of Famers. You know, you feel like you belong.
Well, weird how they say that about JK, not about Pods, though, I guess, who has a lot of confidence, it seems like. But it's a good thing for him and not for Kuminga. We pick and choose that, right? That's Bonta Hill, voice of pre- and post-game live for the Warriors and the Giants for NBC Sports, courtesy of River Islands. He's going to be here on the other side as well, each and every Friday, joining us at 9 o'clock for the entire hour. That's Sam Lumman in for Joe Shasky. I'm Joe Spadoni. Come on back. We're going to talk more JK, but also Jimmy Butler. We've had some time to marinate on the Jimmy Butler experience. What was the good? What was the bad? What's going forward with Jimmy Buckets on the other side? Brought to you by Chilton Autobody.
I've always wanted to sit in the purple seats.
Yeah.
Mile above.
Love is Blind is going to be in Colorado next season. So
Love is Blind. Oh, good.
Are you locked in on that yet? You and Anna? No?
No, I'm not locked in on that. I'm locked in on Power and Force, Power Force,
Andor,
Kanan,
Star
Raising
Wars.
Kanan, Godfather Harlem, watching a lot of documentaries, Untold Story.
So, you didn't watch
Shooting
Andor?
Guards?
You
got the Brett Favre one on deck.
So no Star Wars on Disney Plus for you? Not yet.
It's getting there.
Jessica gets into it, I'll get into it.
Oh, okay. You know what? All right, that's our in.
That's a great answer from a father right
she
there.
She gets into it, I'll get into it.
We got to get Chess in the
I got
Star
into
Wars
the
now.
Despicable Me. I mean, and I love him. I love Groove.
You got into Frozen.
I got into Frozen.
Hey, let it go, dude. Let it go.
Love is an open door.
There you go. Yeah. That's Bonta Hill, voice of your Warriors when it comes to pre- and post-game coverage. And also the Giants for NBC Sports.
Laura Brent. I'm just filling in for Laura Brent.
Sometimes, occasionally.
Yeah, I got two games next week.
He pinch hits every now and then.
Yeah, I'll pinch hit next week, next Tuesday and Wednesday. We got an early start. We got a 9:30 pre next Wednesday.
You've talked some red and gold, too.
You got to wake up early.
Got to wake up early.
You'll be able to do that?
How about Brock Purdy? How fans feeling about the Brock Purdy contract?
Oh, they're feeling a lot better now. You know, Joe was worried about it for the last 6 months.
I called Shasky last Friday. I did a stream with Carlos Ramirez, and I didn't know it was going to be on television. Gosh.
Sure.
Shasky's like, that's a lot. I said, Shasky, it's a team-friendly deal. Team-friendly deal.
Right.
Seventh highest paid quarterback by the time 2026 starts, and maybe the 10th highest paid, maybe the 10th highest paid quarterback. Then when you really break it all down, it's $43 million a year. And the base salary and the way the cap is structured with the deal, it's a great deal. And it's the price of doing business for quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So now I go into training camp, and you're the 49er fans, you go into training camp, you're saying, you got Brock. Got Kittle locked up. Fred Warner just got locked up. Ricky Pearsall's going to have a full training camp. Hopefully he doesn't get injured. I'm hearing Jacob Cowan put on a lot of muscle. Obviously,
that's good.
C-Mac is back. They didn't lose a lot to me. I know a lot of people say, well, they had this mass exodus of players or whatnot, but how many were really factors? And I love the infusion of youth that they're having with Michael Williams and C.J. West from Indiana, Alfred Collins from Texas. I think the Niners have become underrated.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to shock some people this year. I really do.
People laughed at me because I said, it might be extreme, I said they had an A offseason. First and foremost, because there's no drama. I didn't feel like there's any. Everyone's all worried about the Brock Purdy contract. It hasn't gotten done yet. Well, then all of a sudden, you look at it, and it's basically a three-year deal at this point. So for even the biggest Brock Purdy detractor, you just look at the cap hits. This year, $9 million. Next year, $24 million. The year after that, 30?
Exactly.
That's nothing in today's game.
And he's getting his bonus. They got a signing bonus. He gets all his guaranteed money, and they broke that down where he's going to get his guaranteed money at four different points over the next couple years. So I love the deal. I actually talked to Shasky the other day about it. He kind of started warming up.
Exactly.
So I was like, dude, it's fine. Well, you know, is he the best? If everything around him isn't perfect, well, we saw Patrick Mahomes. Everything around him wasn't perfect. Now Mahomes looking at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All right?
He struggled.
Yep.
Lamar Jackson had four wide receivers against the Buffalo Bills in the divisional round game. At times he struggled. He turned the ball over. So, yes, quarterbacks need things to be right around them. But I think Brock Purdy, I don't think he had the worst season in the world. Now, he's got to get better with deep ball accuracy. I thought he tried to do too much last season because of the lack of weapons outside and the lack of separation. These wide receivers are getting off the line of scrimmage and deep down the field. So we'll see how that plays out. But look, Brock Purdy's been solid, man. I'm not mad at the deal.
No, I think it's a good deal. Again, it's a good deal in that, again, I love that we're removing the drama. For the first time since 2019, the 49ers are going to go into training camp with no drama and no interruptions to speak with whatsoever, because they've had contract holdouts and this and that. And obviously 2020, they were dealing with the pandemic kind of overshadowing training camp. You have about as clean as of a training camp as you could ask for the 49ers. So you got that runway to go into a season, which, again, you look at the schedule, is incredibly manageable for the 49ers.
Yeah.
Like, this is a team, like, I looked at the schedule and my first thought was they could do 11-6 and win the NFC West. I think they are the best team in the NFC West. I think the Rams will push them for the division. I'm not going to, the Rams are going to be good. I'm not going to, sleep on the Rams, but yeah, I think, Seahawks, that's 2-0 right there, because I have no faith in Sam Darnold winning games against the 49ers. I think the 49ers should be able to take care of business against Seattle, and I love how they're kind of bookending the season, too, with Seattle, so that'll be interesting. And then Arizona,
you just never know.
Yeah, they're a
sneaky team, though. They're a sneaky team.
They can steal one if you're not careful.
They made some good moves in the offseason as well, but look, I'm seeing Austin and San Jose on YouTube talking about, Brock Purdy's the third best quarterback. Who the hell cares? I don't care if he's the 15th best quarterback.
In what? Like the
NFC? In the division, in the NFC West.
Nah.
Are you taking over him?
But no,
Stafford.
Here's my point.
I take Brock Stafford.
I don't care if he's the fourth best quarterback. Yeah. It's about the team. And can you execute this offense at a high level and get back to what you were doing in 2023 and 2024? That's all I care about. I don't care if you're the first best, second best, fourth best, 10th best. I don't care. Can you move the football? Can you get this team in the end zone? Can you take care of the football?
Does it work? Yeah.
Does it work?
Bonte, you and I were higher on this guy than most people, but where were people ranking Jalen Hurts this time last year?
Mm-hmm.
They were ready to throw him out of town.
Oh, I know. It was crazy.
And then what happened in the playoffs this past year? Balled out.
He's had good playoffs.
Yes.
I mean, he's had two really good Super Bowls.
Yes.
Now, he lost one, obviously. The Eagles lost one, but it wasn't Jalen Hurts' fault.
No, he had the one fumble that was literally his only mistake. And it was a big one, but he was ball. That was one of the greatest throwing performances.
Jalen Hurts is a really good quarterback.
He was really
people
good.
Won't even have him in the top five, top 10, but who cares?
Yep.
The guy, can you win me football games? Yeah. Can you put my team in a position to win football games? That's what matters. Not what, oh my God, he's third best quarterback in the NFC West. That's low level. That's kiddie table conversation.
Or the
Austin.
Other one, yeah.
That's kiddie table stuff.
It's like, who else wants Brock Purdy? And then Adam Schefter was kind of talking about this earlier this week. He was like, no teams were calling the Niners on Brock Purdy, not because they aren't enamored with him, but because the view around the league was Brock works for them. He only works for them. He makes their system go. And I know a lot of people want to point at that being a knock on him, but like, if he's the kind of the Palladium core that powers the Iron Man suit that is the 49ers, like, I'm ready to roll with that. I don't care if he doesn't work for other teams. I don't need him to be a good quarterback for other teams. I need him to be a good quarterback for one team, and that is the 49ers. And for the most part, yeah, he has executed at that. If pieces are missing from this team, like you said, that's with any team. And that, I think, puts more onus on Shanahan and Lynch to get the roster around Brock up to snuff there, because by giving Brock this money and this contract, what they're basically saying is, we believe in what your abilities are. We believe that we can win with you. And they're aware of the fact that in order to win with Brock Purdy, they do need everything else around him clicking. So, yeah, the pressure is on Brock to perform, but I'm also putting the pressure on Shanahan and Lynch. Put a good enough team around him, because you guys have clearly stated with this deal that you are accepting of the reality that Brock only works on this team roster.
Listen, what do we do in these drafts? Whether it's the NBA or the NFL, you're drafting players that fit your system.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. That you think can maximize your system. So one guy may play great here. He may go to Buffalo and not play great.
Yep.
One guy may play great with the Washington Commanders and they come out here and not play great. Javon Hargrave was really good with the Philadelphia Eagles. He comes here to the Y9. Well, you know what? That system and that scheme did not work out for him, and it was a whiff.
And you didn't have those other players around
him. So the scheme, the system, the players around him. When you draft, you're drafting to see who fits. Oh, I project this guy could really play in my system. Oh, I think this guy could really maximize my philosophy, whether it's offense or defense. So that's the whole point of this whole thing. Come on, folks, wake up.
Speaking of, expectations and living up to expectations, we could do a little parallel path here, if you will.
Two timelines?
Yeah, a little bit, but not really. Jimmy Butler also signed a huge extension with the Warriors. It's tying him for the next two seasons, at least here in Golden State. Who do you think's under more pressure to live up to this contract? Is it Brock Purdy in this deal, Bonte? Or is it Jimmy Butler with his?
It's Brock.
Not even close?
I don't know how close it is. But Brock Purdy's a quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers.
I mean, he's a quarterback. Quarterbacks in general are just, it's the most important position in sports for a reason.
And no matter what, if you break the deal down and it looks like $43 million a year, because I think this last year on the deal is going to count and that new deal kind of kicks in next season. It's all complicated, but it's Brock Purdy. It's Shanahan. It's the 49ers. It's NFL football. Brock Purdy's under so much scrutiny now because he was the last pick of the draft. And some people think that maybe he's just a souped-up Jimmy Garoppolo. They saw last season to say, yep, he turned into a punk, and Lee figured him out. So Brock Purdy's under more pressure. But and then you still have Steph and Dre and Ron, Jimmy. So Jimmy, I think fans expect him to be that Robin. He put it out there. So the pressure's not – like, think about it. He shot 20 times in the last two games, and people were like, well, he was hurt. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. I think the pressure's gone a little –
it's ratcheting up a little
bit. It's ranking up a little bit.
I think the expectation, as there's, earlier, I looked at Jimmy as, an insurance policy for Steph. Like, if Steph gets hurt, don't worry. We got Jimmy to take things over. I don't know if he can live up and be to that standard. But, no, it's – at the end of the day, Brock is expected to carry – the primary load. He is the guy who you're turning to right off the bat. Jimmy is the guy you're putting the load on his shoulders only when Steph isn't playing. Right. So in that sense, yeah, I agree. It's
the biggest contract in 49ers history, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and also, and he's quarterback of an NFL team, that NFL team that had Joe Montana, Steve Young, that we still hold on to. The bar is raised high when it comes to the quarterbacks of the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, absolutely. There is the most scrutinized sporting position in Bay Area sports is always who's the quarterback of the 49ers. No position gets more attention. After that, then it's, who's coaching the Warriors or managing the Giants, but that's a very distant second. Niners quarterback has always been, at least in my lifetime, and I'm sure it goes back before that, no position in sports gets more attention, more scrutiny, more criticism, and then more praise when they do well than 49ers quarterback.
I'm just curious. I think I'm going to go Jimmy Butler with this one, only because of, as you mentioned, because he is playing with Steph. And the love of Stephen Curry around here is at an all-time, he's the most beloved athlete in the history of the Bay Area. Maybe Mike O'Donnell's ever, because universally I do think he's pretty damn loved. Yep. He's just a good person and a good ambassador for the game and what he has done, what he's meant to the sport and revolutionizing it. You mess with Steph and his ability.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
To win a title, people are going to go after you, whether that's right or wrong. And I do think, Jimmy's gotten an unfair, in these last couple of weeks, an unfair, Burden, when you look at him, he couldn't win us one game. Well, he had an incredible game three performance, and he couldn't score in the last 7 minutes, but someone else had to step up.
Right?
Like, so I understand the frustrations with the field goal attempts after that. He also had the flu. Or he had flu-like symptoms for a couple games. That's baked into it with the sore glute muscle. Are those excuses? It is what it is at this point. But I do think we need to take a step back and tell us what, something we did learn with Jimmy. He's not Miami Heat, Jimmy. He's a couple years older. He's a couple years removed from that. And this isn't that system anymore.
Well, that's why I think there's less pressure on him, because he is 35 years old. So the expectations are not going to be as high as it is for Brock Purdy. We're still thirsting for a Super Bowl out here with the 49ers. They've been knocking on the door, knocking on the door, knocking on the door. And we know that if this Brock Purdy contract does not work out, then that's basically the end of Shanahan. That's basically the end of John Lynch. And that's basically the end of this regime's run, which has been a really good run for the 49ers. Let's be real. If we just take a step back and just have some perspective, they've had a really good run. They've had a lot of success. They just haven't gotten that one game. And they've lost in overtime in the last few minutes against Kansas City in two Super Bowls. So Jimmy being 35 and knowing that, hey, Steph is 37, I don't think the expectations are as high for Jimmy to play at that level, especially after these playoffs where, yeah, whether you could say unfair is unfair, I would have liked to see him go down shooting more shots. And I listened to Dwayne Wade the other day on his podcast talking about Jimmy and what he was doing and not looking at the basket. Sure. This is what happens when you face more athletic, longer ranger defenders like Minnesota had. So Jimmy, I don't think he has the pressure at all. Like, if we're going to scapegoat people, like, there's always a scapegoat every year with the Warriors. We could go down the list. If the Warriors struggle next season, I doubt Jimmy will be labeled a scapegoat. We're going to look somewhere else.
Oh, absolutely. And then what's going to happen is where we get, you know, the Jimmy Butler that irritated Pat Riley in Miami. And I was saying, like, that is the worst situation that can happen this season, is that Jimmy decides that, or if the fan base turns on Jimmy and then Jimmy decides to just check out on the season and collect paychecks, then it's all off.
Oh, go Juan Soto?
I don't think
he'd do that. No?
I don't think he'd do that.
I'm looking extreme doomsday scenario, admittedly, but.
Gotta think positive, love it.
Always think positive.
Okay,
I play on all angles.
It is a fascinating golf season. And look, I heard
you said it's the most important one. Yeah, I heard you guys talking Giannis,
and, you know, obviously the All Star break stuff with Giannis and everything like that. One thing we have to understand around here, and I don't know if everybody's grasped this yet about Joe Lacob. He's enamored with stars.
Oh, of course.
He's enamored.
He's a go-getter.
So if you don't think if Giannis says, hey, I want to play with Stephen Curry, that they're not going to explore all avenues to try to bring in Giannis?
Sure. They might.
I mean, Joe Lacob.
No, there's no might, Joe. They're going to try.
Joe Lacob has a reputation.
I just don't think they'll succeed.
Joe Lacob has a reputation.
No, that's an entirely different conversation. Yeah. There's a lot of other teams that got assets. But you don't think Joe Lacob would make a call?
Absolutely. No, I said that. He's going to make a call. You have to make the call. Him, Mike Dunleavy, you have to do your due diligence. It's like John Lynch always says, we'll always be involved. We'll always be taking the calls on whoever it is. Like when Myles Garrett was out, you know, he said he wanted, I'm sure they were calling Cleveland to say, hey, what's going on with Myles Garrett? Like, that you're always going to make the call. I'm just frustrated, I guess, Bonte, because we've had 2 months of the Jimmy Butler experience, and it was pretty damn good. You got to the Western Conference semis, and the Steph injury changed it all. And had he not gotten hurt, we're all talking like, hey, maybe you get to the Western Conference Finals. So I saw enough for me to be excited with a full offseason of Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond. Albeit they're older. Well, can't we just stick with what we got? Isn't that okay?
Again, there's been no team in NBA history. If the goal is winning championships and a core that's 38, 36, 36, that's never won championships before. We saw the Celtics, Lakers, all these dynasties. You don't win with older players. You need some balance there. A 30-year-old, a guy in his prime, and these guys are probably past their prime. Can you win a championship with those guys being your top three? That's the goal around here. Mm. And I'll ask the question that Mully asked me. Did they get better or did they just look different? When you look at everything that transpired in the 2 months with Jimmy, there's no denying they played a better brand of basketball. But it was different.
Translated more wins.
Jimmy translated more wins. Now you look at the schedule. It was pretty advantageous.
It is.
It cost some breaks at the schedule. And they took advantage of those breaks. So they get credit for that. But the way Jimmy plays compared to the way Steve Kerr wants to play. Steve Kerr, look, he's a hell of a coach. I thought he did a hell of a job this year. But they went ISO heavy. And that's not the way the Warriors play.
No.
Just read and react.
But don't you think they are, like, they got to have more wrinkles for Jimmy going forward. Like the reliance on Stephen Curry at this point, 37 going on 38. It was abundantly clear once he went out. Just, oh my God, Now, Steph is obviously, it's Steph. Like, right. if the Lakers lose LeBron, they're cooked. If some of these players lose their all-time, right. if Oklahoma City loses Shea, it's going to look different. I get that. But the reliance on Stephen Curry, there needs to be now a slice of that pie going to Jimmy going forward.
Yep.
That needs to be baked into the
equation. Let me ask you guys this. If Giannis says, I want to go play with Steph, who's the untouchables on this roster?
Steph.
That's it.
That's it.
That's the end of the line.
I'm with you. You're right?
Yeah.
So I would, if I'm a Warrior fan, I would just be open-minded this offseason.
Sure.
And expect the unexpected.
I'm on team whatever it takes. My whole point this show is just the goal is Steph is an all-time legend. Get him one more ring. You cannot let this window go away. Go all out. If you fall short going all out, that's one thing. Don't leave opportunities like that on the table. And let's not leave Fast Five on the table.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
You know, it always comes down to, for me, and we always have this conversation, but I think we've had like entire shows about it. We'll probably have another one because it's summertime approaching with Memorial Day weekend. But it comes down to me, that expectation with Brock and Jimmy, it's who do you want to win a championship with? Is it Steph in his fifth? Or is it a 49er sixth?
Oh, I think around here, it's been, when we watch that Super Bowl with the Chargers and Niners, the video gets grainier and grainier by the year. We are thirsty for a Super Bowl.
There's no iPhone footage of a 49er
exactly.
Super Bowl.
Exactly. Pre-internet.
I'm telling you, Steph's fifth. If he gets number five.
You think Steph's fifth would hit harder than a 49er Super Bowl?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I do, because Steph is infinitely loved more so than any other 49ers.
You understand
right
the
now.
NFL, football, the 49ers haven't won.
I understand.
Carter's never seen football a Super Bowl
is
win.
Football is king. I get it.
Are you kidding me?
I'm talking to the king right now.
I want one for the thumb for Steph. That fifth one would be awesome. But they ain't hitting like a Niners Lombardi.
I would give a limb to see a Niners Lombardi.
Because you haven't seen one. So there's levels to this.
Well, yeah, it's because we've seen Steph, but like the anticipation for the Niners Super Bowl is greater than any anticipation for a Steph. But here's the thing, and this is maybe the nihilist in me. I consider the most unappreciated championship in Bears sports history will be the next 49ers Super Bowl. Because I think we're going to enjoy it for a little bit, and then it's immediately, well, when's the next one coming? Come on, well, you got this young quarterback.
No, we'll be loving that Niners, trust me. I mean, I wasn't even going through puberty by the time when the last time the Niners won a Super Bowl.
I'm Monte Hill.
I mean,
we always say the biggest lie any sports fan tells ever. Just give me one. That's all I need.
Right.
No, the minute because I used to be that
that's
in 2000.
No. Baby, we want more.
In 2009, I was just give me one Giants World Series. That's all I need. And then I won in 10. And then you know what? One was cool.
I'm not gonna lie.
Two would be better.
Giants won 2010. I was good.
My dad was too.
Honestly, I was good, and then Scott Cousins' Buster Posey happened. I'm like, you know what? Now I want another one. And then they won in 12. It's like, you know what? Now I want another one. And then the Warriors won. It's like, that was really cool. And then they lost 73 win season. I'm like, you know what? Now I want more. The biggest lie we tell ourselves is just give me one. No. The minute you get that first one, you're like, man, that was cool. I want to do it again.
I've been watching a lot of Willy Wonka lately, the old school one, Gene Wilder. Benny loves it. He can't get enough of it.
That's the only Willy Wonka.
It's the only one, right? It's no, but there's
not Chalmette.
Faruka Salt. Yeah. Don't care how. I want it now.
Honestly, I'm like that with championships. I don't care how. I want a Steph championship now.
Is that Baby Chaz? Have you shown Willy Wonka yet for her?
I have not got to Willy Wonka. I can't wait to get to it.
It's on HBO Max.
Oh, no. I can't wait to watch it with her.
They're all
I love the
world of pure imagination.
Oh, man. That soundtrack.
It still hits.
It does.
What's your final thought, Bonta?
You go, love, man. I got to think about this.
My final thought is see you later, David Villar. You know, the Giants put him on waivers. He cleared it. Elected free agency. Justin Verlander on the IL. David Villar, man, will always have those 9 home runs he hit at AAA in Sacramento in 2022 that got us all excited.
Here's my final thought. New Yorkers. They remind me so much of the Philadelphia Eagle fans.
Oh,
that's not
now,
good.
Not a Pacer fan who walked through there. He knew what he was doing.
Hans?
Hans knew what he was doing. So that's why I know people were throwing garbage on him, but he asked for it. He did. He asked for it.
Victim blaming.
No, I've been that guy. Walking in, trying to be a tough guy.
You can tell based on what he was wearing. He was asking for it.
The Pacers weren't even playing that night. He wants to walk in and think he's tough. And, you know, you get a bunch of young kids out there or whatever. But you know what? Knicks fans, keep suffering. Keep suffering.
They will.
You got no shot to win this series.
They
now.
Will.
No, hopefully. Let me not say no shot because Cole takes good. Freezing Cole takes good.
There you go.
But you know, I want New York fans to suffer. I cannot stand East Coast fans, whether it's Boston, Philly, New York. They're all, and all they do is just yell and swear. Nothing intelligent about it whatsoever. So continue to suffer, Knick fans.
That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, get the fastest internet to all your devices. Steiny and Guru are next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Real quick, Carter, Memorial Day, yep, just be thinking about our fallen men and women in this country. That is going to be on Monday. We're going to have a long weekend, and we'll be back on Tuesday talking to you all. Have a good weekend.
BMO knows your business.
Excuse me?
BMO knows your business is unique and has unique banking needs.
Oh, my business. Yes, it does.
So our expert bankers partner with you to give you the tailored guidance you deserve.
Okay.
Like finding the right payment options and access to the right business accounts that work for you.
Wow, BMO does know my business. Do they know what I did last weekend?
They do not.
Whew, thank goodness.
Learn more at BMO.com/businessbanking.
BMO.
Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank, any member FDIC.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky, and if you've been waiting for the right opportunity, this is it. UA Local 38 is accepting applications for their apprenticeship training program starting Tuesday, May 27th through Thursday, June 5th, from 9 a.m. to noon, weekdays only. But don't wait. They'll stop taking applications once they hit 1,000. This is your shot to learn a real trade, earn while you learn, and build a career you can be proud of. My own family is UA Local 38, and I've seen the future it creates. Get all the details and download your application now at ualocal38.org.
We finally switched to T-Mobile because with them, we could be connected here and there.
Let's watch a movie.
And we have Netflix included to enjoy our favorite shows and movies.
¿Qué tal está?
Bacanísima, pero ya la vi.
Now the hard part is getting them to agree on a movie.
Switch today and get a Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI. Plus, your plan price is guaranteed for 5 years. Save today. Guaranteed for tomorrow. Visit a store, T-Mobile.com, or call 1-800-T-Mobile. 1-800-T-Mobile. Guarantees monthly price of talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See exclusions and details at T-Mobile.com. Receive Netflix and with ads on us with qualifying plans.
California, it's the Ford Memorial Day Sellathon. For a limited time, get the biggest savings on an incredible selection. So visit your California Ford dealer now and get great offers across the lineup of Ford trucks and SUVs. Like the built Ford Tough F-150 truck. Part of Ford F-Series. America's best-selling trucks for 48 years and counting. Or the adventure-ready Ford Bronco Sport with GOAT modes to help you conquer the great outdoors. And check out the always electrifying Ford Mustang Mach-E with 0-60 thrills and zero emissions. It's the Ford Memorial Day Sellathon, and it's your chance to save. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all electric, now's the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford truck or SUV and drive it home today. But hurry, these offers end soon. So go to your California Ford dealer today, based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
The McDonald's app makes it easy to get exactly what I want when I want. Whether that's a smooth hot coffee to kickstart my morning or a refreshing bubbly Coke or Sprite to cool me off in the afternoon. And right now, I can get any size soft drink or premium roast coffee for just $1.69. With just a tap, the McD app makes it so easy to get the perfect drink. Ordering ahead means no hassle, just tasty sips every time. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Coca-Cola and Sprite are registered trademarks of the Coca-Cola Company.
And now an ode to play. Brought to you by Scratchers and the California Lottery Philharmonic.
Take a time out from your busy day for a quick moment of play. Get some scratches and get scratchy. You deserve it, won't you say? Scratch, 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 scratchy, 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 scratch, scratch. Feel the play and up your game. Scratchers from the California Lottery. A little play can make a game.
Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player claim.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, There is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-265-7681. 800-265-7681. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. 800-265-7681.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what
question for our listeners? Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.